People have been debating the pros and cons of Waukesha's proposal to draw water from Lake Michigan for years. Thursday, the public can tell representatives from the seven states and two Canadian provinces that share the Great Lakes face-to-face what they think. The hearing at Carroll University will be the last public event in Waukesha's application process. Yesterday, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz followed the Great Lakes representatives as they learned more about the proposal.
After a quick greeting in Carroll University's campus center, 14 representatives from neighboring Great Lakes states and provinces were whisked aboard a white touring bus for a Waukesha diversion tour. It followed the pathway Waukesha wants to use to take and return water from Lake Michigan. The group trundled from the city's sewage plant.
The entire program is about a $72 million upgrade of our wastewater treatment facility.
Southeast for a brief pause along the Root River.
The discharge location will be on the downstream side, it'll be on the east.
All the way to Bender Park in Oak Creek.
The Oak Creek water intake is located just to the north, maybe about a third of a mile.
Finally, when the delegates settled into a conference room back on the Carroll University campus, questions began to flow. The states and provinces face an immense decision, and the Great Lakes Compact is their guide. It came to life in 2008 after years of discussion and negotiation. The agreement bans diversions from the Great Lakes Basin, save rare exceptions. The city of Waukesha falls under one of them. It is located in a county that straddles the basin, and Waukesha is in acute need of safe drinking water for its residents. Their community's deep wells have become increasingly contaminated with radium. Waukesha wrote, revised, and rewrote its application, requesting Lake Michigan water as its only long-term solution. The Wisconsin DNR deemed the request approvable, and last month forwarded it to its Great Lakes neighbors for review. Minnesota's representative Julie Ekman wanted to know more about the impacts of returning treated water back to Lake Michigan via the Root River.
The benefit, as I understand it, is for steelhead trout. But what other kinds of impacts did you look at? What about the sediment loading? Will there be any increase in that? Will it impact ice formation? And how does that impact the ecosystem?
We looked at both positive and negative impacts.
This is DNR water supply specialist Nikki Clayton.
Water quality standards have to be met, and our water quality standards are based on fish and aquatic life uses and public health uses. So, we based it on, can water quality standards be met when we were making our decision.
But what dominated the afternoon's discussion was Waukesha's proposed service area. Its application extends beyond the city limits, folding in portions of towns including Waukesha, Delafield, and Genesee. Jennifer Keyes from the province of Ontario referenced the provisions of the Great Lakes Compact.
Water supply should be solely for public water supply purposes of the community within the straddling county that is without adequate supply of potable water. So I understand that the applicant in the proposal is meeting the Wisconsin state law around servicing areas. But I guess we're looking for a bit more information on how those additional communities have done all their assessment to see whether or not they have adequate potable water supplies outside of Waukesha.
Eric Ebersberger, Wisconsin DNR. Jennifer, our water supply service area planning statute requires that the water supply area be delineated to match up with the what's called the area-wide water quality management plan, most specifically with the sewer service area. So water supply planning would match sewer service planning.
Michigan Representative Grant Trigger pressed the issue. He questions whether the additional communities folded into Waukesha's plan have a justifiable need for its water supply.
We can't figure out how you get from expanded water service area beyond the boundaries of the community which has provided the justifiable need to an equivalent thereof. That's a problem we're having. I don't want to do something that 5 years from now we're going to regret because we didn't figure things like this out and we didn't sort out the right basis for the decision.
Jennifer Bolger sat among the 50-some people observing the discussion. She's executive director of Milwaukee Riverkeeper and part of an environmental coalition concerned about Waukesha's proposal.
I was glad to hear that a lot of the questions that we have are some of the questions that the regional body is looking at as well.
The regional body will listen to what the public has to say this afternoon and will accept comments online or by mail until March 14th. Its decision is expected by late May or early June. Under the Great Lakes Compact, all eight states must approve a diversion. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.